Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host for Tando Radio Show. I am Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And I just want to thank you all for listening to and participating in Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show. We truly, truly do appreciate and thank you for who you are. And we also want to continue some of the things that we're doing with Black Talk Radio Network, and we want you to be a part of it. So in order for that to happen, in order for us to continue to give you some of the things that you've come to appreciate and some of the things that you think are necessary and what you've learned from and what you've actually resonated with by listening to Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, we want to offer you this opportunity to support this network, to be a part of the family, and to ensure that this network is going to be here tomorrow and into the future, continue to do and do it much better than what we've been doing so far. And we would ask that you go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you will see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see a green icon that says donation, where you can donate and give some of your financial energy. That's what will help this network continue to grow and continue to do all the things that are necessary for this network to meet the needs of the audience and the demographics in which have decided to be a part of Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network on a daily basis, that being you. So we would ask that you join into that responsibility and to ensure that we get this even better and further along than where it is by you giving some of your financial energy to maintain the network and to help this network grow. Also there, the BTR community is a social media network that was established by Black Talk Radio Network for you to engage in all of your social media activities you could do about via BTR community, which is so much better in my opinion, because you don't have to worry about you being adversely affected for your overall activity, which a lot of people don't realize through the traditional or the mainstream ones or the data mining platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and tweeting like a bird. That's why they have a bird there for Twitter, because you're singing like a bird. But tell you, man, they do all these things, and we don't really look at the signals and signs that they give us, and that's exactly what that's there for. Singing like a bird, telling on yourself, your family, and everybody else that you care about.
Brother Dave.
By engaging in... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, Brother Dave, to that point that you just made, Soulja Boy just got arrested because he want to post pictures of himself waving guns on social media and issuing threats to people, and they saw his post, the law enforcement, and that's violation of his probation. They came in his house and or his studio, and then they found some more guns that he ain't supposed to have because he got that felony slave status. So again, I don't understand how many times people got to get busted, you know, self-inflicted wounds by running their mouth and showing off on social media.
It's really ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you, it's very, very dangerous, because if you look at our overall engagement in that realm, we've actually been taught how to respond, how to react. This is a part of the further schooling that goes on. And ridiculous, but it's something that we have to deal with. But see, it's not just Soulja Boy doing that overt act. It's the subtle ones that mean the most. Why do you think that they're there? They're not there for you to engage for the business of what they say. No, that's not what that is all about. That's the perception. But the thing is that when have you ever questioned? Most important thing, answer has its place, but a question is far more important. A question is more important than an answer. When have we questioned these things and came up with our own, based off of our own discernment, our own spiritual discernment of what this is really all about? And boom, there you go. And as it goes on, it continues. So BTR community is a social media network that you can do your social media activities without having to worry about someone selling your information to any bidder or the highest bidder, and you can actually engage in your social media without being adversely affected for your views and your opinions and everything else. So go to BTR Community. It's right there on the website for Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see it there, and it's only $24 a year, okay? So definitely do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and believe me, it's going to be a requirement that this opportunity, for those that don't engage in it, they're going to look back at this, especially those that listen to Tango Radio Show, and you're going to say, I wish I had and I should have done that. It was where my spirit was leading, and I didn't do it. Now, regardless of where your economic status is, you have to become a prodigious saver. You have to learn to save. You've been so caught and so taught and so schooled into being a consumer. You have to break that cycle, because consumerism only means that you consume and deplete your overall full capabilities, and you actually, in consumerism, you are squandering your talents. And you really, really are. So you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint, prosperitymint.com. And you can actually start to save as a king or a queen, or to save as a lady and a gentleman. Okay? Definitely you need to do that. And you'll see why as things start to unfold. It's no coincidence that things are where they are. And if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, we've been talking about right where we are a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. And we can also tell you about some of the things. It may not be to the exact step, but it will be within the same square of what people are walking on. And so we can pretty much tell you what's going to be happening in the future. And I would definitely say this is, you know, what Tando Show is all about. Tando Radio Show is all about is getting you prepared for some of the things that you're going to be facing. Everything has its place. And what's so great about this network is that there's different programs on this network. Tando Radio Show, we have to stay grounded in giving you global geopolitical events that are happening that are going to affect you, either for the good or for the bad. I doubt that there will be any good geopolitical event that's going to happen, because all geopolitical events are established by the system itself, unless there's a movement by a direction by the people And there have been some. We'll continue to report on some. But I'm going to tell you, I'm already starting to see what the agenda is. That, as we talked about here, they're going to be attacking alternative media. And if you've been noticing, you're going to start to see that they're going to have more controls within the cyberspace realm. The internet is going to be changing drastically, and it's not going to be for the better for you. I would definitely say definitely prepare for it. So you could go to Prosperity Mint, and you could make sure before you purchase, make sure you email Wolf, like the animal, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, that's PACK, 1, at gmail.com, so someone can help you with and to ensure that you are purchasing the or acquiring the precious metals correctly, because you don't want to be out of sync with this, and there are some things that you definitely need to know and learn. So go to Prosperity Mint, and believe me, you will be extremely happy and glad that you will in the future. And I will tell you, everyone, now is going to be a time where your disciplines are going to be the overall direction, the compass of your future, your disciplines. Your future will be actually navigated by your disciplines. So let's shoot moral azimuths that are going to lead us in the direction that we really do need to go. So check out Prosperity Mint. All right, so with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. It's a lot that's there, and we need to talk about some of the things. I couldn't post everything because there were some things that wouldn't go on because I think that there were different media outlets that would not allow posting, and I definitely expect that to continue. Was going to post some stuff out of China, and all of a sudden it wouldn't post those things, and it's by no coincidence at all, in my opinion. Could be, but doesn't matter. It's not, in my opinion, and that's all that really matters for me, because even if it is, I know what the future will bring, that exact same thing. So with that being said, let's jump into today's what's in the news, and then we're going to jump into today's show. Okay? First article, and this one came from Bloomberg. This one came from Bloomberg. Trump's aide says press secretary used alternative facts. A top advisor to the celebrity figurehead, President Donald Trump, said Sunday that his press secretary, Sean Spicer, had offered alternative facts in a statement the day before from the White House briefing room, in which he contested reports on the size of Trump's inaugural audience. An alternative fact, ladies and gentlemen, is just another politically correct way to lie. And you're going to see a bunch of that stuff starting to happen. And this is the game that's being played. But they have some real meaning. There has a lot of real meaning to it. And I just want to give you some ideas so that you can make your own determining factors that are going to protect you, your family, and the overall community. So check out that article. Next article comes from Reuters. Diplomat says China would assume world leadership if needed. Man, this is pretty much what today's show is going to be about. This came from Reuters. China does not want world leadership, but could be forced to assume that role if other steps backed by, if other step back from that position, a senior Chinese diplomat said on Monday after celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, pledged to put America first in his speech. Now, hold on. Is Scotty, are you here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If not, if there's any...
Yeah, I'm here, Dave. I'm here.
Okay, Scotty, can I ask you a question for one second?
Yeah.
You've been here, you've been listening to Tando since we started. And I know you're going to remember, and I just read this article. Diplomat said that, this came from Reuters. Diplomat says China would assume world's leadership if needed. China does not want world leadership, but could be forced to assume that role if others step back from that position, a senior Chinese diplomat said on Monday, today, after U.S. President Trump pledged to put America first in his inaugural speech. Now, Scotty, you've been listening to Tando Radio Show since we started. You remember one of the first things that we said on Tando Radio Show? I said, in the future, you're going to see where the whole world is going to be moving away from the United States, and it's going to be a purge. And it's first going to come by its overall weighing of finances against the world. And that all the, what there's going to happen is that the rest of the countries are going to be pulling back from the United States, and it is going to be a concerted effort. And this is what I was talking about when we first started this show. This is what how this is starting to come. I didn't know exactly how it was going to happen, but I knew in just what the overall method was going to be. This is a purge, ladies and gentlemen. The rest of the world is going to purge itself from the United States.
Do you think they're using Trump as an excuse?
On you.
Do you think
that's what's in store here? What'd you say, Scotty?
Do you think they just using Trump as the excuse?
Yeah, I think it's multifaceted. It's not just an excuse. They found the right character that will be willing to step in and actually see the thing about, in my opinion, is that Donald Trump, if you look at his overall body of work, his history, he is a bankrupt artist. That's what he does.
Right.
He gives the perception of building, but what he really is, what really happens is a strategic default that benefits him. And they needed that perfect personality, and now the environment and the time, it was perfect for that personality to be there. And that's what I think is going to unfold. This will give the purge of the United States more cloaking and more and a better hiding of the true intent of it all by having the perfect personality to be the iconic figurehead of the destruction of the U.S. economy and the overall U.S. and to isolate it from the world. So it's all of my estimations. It's all a concerted effort that's being moved forward. And it is building, and it's building large. So this is the purge I was talking about, ladies and gentlemen, where the rest of the world is going to say, you know what, no more, no longer. No more of the United States, and no longer. And then there's going to be a response by the United States, and it's going to have to take a hothead, it's going to have to take the right personality, it's going to have to take someone that is you know, that would fit that mold of saying, nope, I'm not going for it. You do what I say. And this is really comical and theatrical, what's really going on. But what it should be telling you, the everyday person, is that it should be getting you more see the necessity to have a resilient response to the threats that are going to be facing you and your family. And if you do that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that you'll put yourself and your family from a position of disadvantage to a position of advantage. All of the answers, all of the solutions are lying within you, lying right there with you. So the purge is definitely building, and it's going to expand itself in very dramatical ways. Very, very dramatical ways. So that's what I think on that, Scotty. But this is the purge I was talking about, and here's the key to it. Is right here when they said China does not want world leadership, but could be forced to assume that role if others step back from that responsibility, from that position. Who would step back from that position? Talking about the United States. Why would they? And that was a strategical way of saying they're going to get slapped down. And then China, the world is going to ask China to position itself to take care of. Why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because it's going to be first an economic, first a trade, then a currency, then a full-blown economic crisis that the world will be adversely affected by the United States, and they're going to ask China to fix this problem. And lo and behold, it was going to happen, and it's going to unfold very dramatically. So check out that article. It's a must. It's a must to check that out. We may check that out in today's show. Next article, asymmetrical trade, the new falsehood of our troubled times. This comes from the South China Morning Post. And this was a really, really good article. And this is all a part of the what we were talking about with the purge. Asymmetrical trade, the new falsehood of our troubled times. So it says Britain's Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher was a brilliant practitioner in the 1980s of a scandalous but remarkable successful political skill. No matter what the falsehoods she was trying to sell, and this is just half of the article, just the headline, but we'll go into that one if we have time today. Very, very good article. You need to, because they're giving you ideas and clues that will best benefit their family. Next article came from the Global Times. Global Times is like one of it's just a media outlet inside of China. So it's out of China, and Global Times is something that a lot of they print a lot of opinionated things from there. So this is one of their head ones, and this article says, "How does a declining U.S. affect the world?" What is perhaps more interesting, however, is not the analysis, the cause of the relevant decline of the U.S. problem, but attempts to anticipate how the new world order what the new world order will look like. Very, very important, and we'll definitely, if we got time, check that out. Next one came from CNBC, and my commentary on that was, folks, the system is about to screw people big time. From here is where you darn near lose everything. And this was important because, and they took this one down, but it didn't matter because I knew that they would. This was where Donald Trump said today that they were going to look to cut back regulations by 75%. Let me tell you, and we're going to talk about that today, because that means that this is going to directly affect you, ladies and gentlemen. You're the target of this. So we'll take a look at that. Next article from CNBC. China, we can lead world beyond crisis of Western democracy and capitalism. This is huge. China's government newspaper used the weekend after Donald Trump was inaugurated to promote China as an alternative to the crisis of Western democracy and capitalism. Man, it's all playing out. So check out that one. And we got some other stuff that goes along with it. Next article from the South Sea of China again. How Trump's Taiwan gambit could suck Japan, Korea into a war, far beyond just Japan and Korea, even more. Next one, let's see which one was this one. Uh-oh, didn't load. Let me pull this up. Oh, that's what that one was. Okay, cool. Next article. We always have a bunch of articles coming from the weekend. Okay. Next article. And this one was from, we already did that one. This was how does the U.S. Affect it? How a declining U.S. affects the world. Not, my commentary was that a bully never sees their defeat. And then this one was, next article came from, pull this one up. Sorry about that, everyone, but here we go. All right, next one Okay, we hit that one. Cool. Okay, I see how it went. All right, sorry about that. So today's show is going to be about today's show as you prepare, what you can expect to see unfold. And we really, in my opinion, we really need to take a look at that. And then there is another article that we didn't get posted that I think is very, very important. And this was a German from Germany over the weekend. And this was one of Germany's leading publications that's there. And this was one of the things that they said inside of their publication. And let me pull this up really quickly. And this one came from, oh, don't even try to get me to say this name. And it says, the best example so far in the article penned by the Stensgaard in chief of the Handelsblatt's German leading economic newspaper, who burned all compromising bridges when he said that Donald Trump's inauguration speech, he said that was no presidential speech. That was a, move this down. That was a declaration of war. And that was so true. So, so true, because that's how the world is taking it. And I think I missed one very, very important article. Hopefully we pull this up and then we'll get into today's show. Excuse you all. Remember, my computer was working slow, but while we're saying that, also hopefully all of our Candle Radio show listeners and Black Talk Radio show listeners were not adversely affected by the inclement weather that happened yesterday and over the weekend. Hopefully everyone with the tornadoes and the storms that were rampaging and raging through. And I'm going to say this, do not be surprised, because those types of storms are going to continue, and especially a part of the, in my opinion, is going to be a part of the weaponization of weather that we're going to see, and it's going to really, really expand. So make sure that we are prepared for everything that we possibly can. Now, there was another article that was posted on Saturday from Reuters, and this one was quite telling. Merkel vows compromise with the U.S. on trade and military spending. This whole paradigm is about to move into the war paradigm, and that is going to why we need to really, really be ready to prepare ourselves and to put ourselves and our families in a position to where they will have beneficial options when things go awry. So very, very important. So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. Give me 1 second, everyone. We're going to jump into today's show. Now, what I want to talk about there was I want to pull up this one article just very quickly. But before we do that, there was a article. Let me pull this up real quick. Here we go. It's right here. Very, very important article. Or there was on CNBC and some of the major networks, all of the major mainstream media networks covered one of the first meetings with Trump. And there were some things that were said that were very, very important that will have direct effect on you. And what was said today is that Trump said, and we posted it there in Tando Radio Show, so you can actually, in BTR community, you can actually see it for yourself. Trump said a couple of things that was very, very important today. Here it was. He said, we are going to impose a major border tax. And also, specifically, Trump promised business leaders a very major border tax, and he said he would he would cut regulations by 75%. At a breakfast meeting today with a bunch of business, so-called business leaders, okay, the celebrity figurehead business leaders, and he named an advisory panel on manufacturing during this. And these people that came from were the same organizations that were a part of the overall mechanized movement of the Nazi, a manifest destiny and Nazism. There were Dow Chemical people. There was Ford people. There was Lockheed Martin. There was, you know, there was Whirlpool. There were different economic so-called gurus that were there. And the whole stage is being set. Now, this 75% regulation is critical. They're going to basically deregulate they're going to deregulate financial instruments and financial markets so that they will move more briskly in the best interest of who? Not you, ladies and gentlemen, the corporations. Some of you may remember it was about a while ago, it was last summer or early or late last spring. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase went on and said that the problem with the economy is that there are too many regulations. They need to deregulate this so that we can fix this. And I said that they are going to have a major economic crisis, and they're going to say, see, because you didn't let us deregulate and do what we need to do to fix the economy, that's why you're in the position that you're in. And then lo and behold, they're talking about cutting regulations by 75%. Let me give you my estimation. If you would like to call in and give yours, would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. When they say deregulation, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, in regulations, they're going to cut that by 75%. See, they try to tell you that that's going to make things work more smoothly. No, what it's actually going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is going to make you more susceptible to the losses, to the gambling, and to the squandering and the stealing of your life savings, of your energy. That's what's going to happen here. And that's what this deregulation, because how that is going to play out, ladies and gentlemen, everything that adverse, the things that matter to you in order to that are going, that you would care about as an everyday person just trying to make it in the system, they are going to cause that deregulation in that to expose you even more. And even though they never had your best interest in hand with those regulations at all, but what it did, ladies and gentlemen, is that it created the environment so that they could deregulate things at the appropriate time. One of the things that I want you to remember, we're going to talk about this, the things that I want you to think about, whenever there's, and I want you to think about this from a political standpoint. This is why I'm a political atheist. All of them are the devil. Because whenever the Democrats do bad, the people suffer and the Republicans win. Whenever the Republicans do bad, the people suffer and the Democrats win. Do you hear the common denominator? Either way it goes, you suffer. And they have to have it that way so that you will buy into, well, if we're not going to get it here, we're going to get it from here. If not here, we're going to go back to here. And guess what? Either way you're going, you're not getting anything because the system was designed for you to be targeted and actually for you to lose. And it will continue to exact your energy from you. There will continue these exactions that will continue to pervade and will grow, and they are going into a different phase. The phase that they're going into now, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to actually exact your physical life force in a much more broad and much violent way. All the things that you see that have been created is because we've been participating in our own demise. No matter how you cut it, one political party is up and the other one is down. Then they switch. It seesaws back and forth, but on both ends, they're sitting and falling on your head. Doesn't matter who you are. But see, what they want to do is they control the narrative to make you think that if you're this person or that person, this party is for you, and that's a lie. Always has been, always will be. They don't care about you at all. They have to maintain the overall slave paradigm and the stealing of your energy. We got a caller in queue. Hold on 1 second, caller. Let me just get back to this one, and I'll get to you in 1 second. Is that you, Scotty?
Yeah, that was me. I just wanted to offer an illustration of what you're talking about, where it's always the common denominator is the people lose. But the game that's being played, like, for example, you've been seeing these black men who met with Donald Trump. We don't know what they discussed, except for a little bit of what they discussed. But then we have people criticizing them just for meeting with Donald Trump. But then that gives you the impression that the black people who met with Hillary Clinton, oh, it was nothing wrong with that. I mean, like, that was so different. You know what I'm saying? When they're both, cut from the same cloth. So, I mean, that's just the way they try to frame things, you know. Oh, something wrong with all these black folks that's meeting with Donald Trump. Well, I was like, well, what about all them black folks that were meeting with Hillary super predator Clinton, you know? And then for all the black people that was running all through the White House when Obama was in there, how did that help us out?
Scotty called her the super predator. Man, that is so true. But go ahead, Scotty. You're right. Right. Exactly. Scotty, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And let me just say this. There's a reason why this works so well. Some of you are going to get mad at me, but that's fine. That's okay. Because let me tell you, and this is just from my observation. We don't know what it means to be human anymore. And because we don't know what it means to be human anymore, we don't know what it means to be black. We don't know what it means to be indigenous. We don't know what it means to be sovereign. We don't know what it means to be self-determined. And because of that, we have to have everything, like Scotty said, if you're an indigenous original person or a so-called or black, there's only certain people that you're supposed to talk to. There's only certain things that you're supposed to do. And all those things that you're supposed to do, talk to and act and everything else, has been put into place, has been methodized by the system itself. They told you now who you are, and we believe them, and we believe them. And because you're this or that, if you're Catholic, you're supposed to do this and do this and do that. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to do this and do that. If you're this, you're supposed to do this. And the same methodology of destruction was put into position and put into place by the system to control you. And guess what? It does a fine job doing it. It does a fine job doing it. Because while we're facilitating the overall agenda, that means you could never be self-determining and sovereign. You have to wait for Master to tell you who to go to. And I want to ask you all something. And this is I'm serious about this. When you see different things in God we trust and everything else, who are they talking about? When we blindly fall into it and not know what that, whoever created that, whoever wrote that, whoever symbolized that, whoever indoctrinated that, we don't ask, who are you calling God? What authority are you worshiping? And I said the word authority for a reason, because in my opinion, has nothing to do with the great creator, has everything to do with the authority vested in them. We don't ask. We've just been told, so we repeat. We've been told that this is the way we're supposed to think. This is the way, this is the language you're supposed to use. This is the communication that you're supposed to have. This is where you're supposed to be, and this is what you're supposed to do. And we fulfill that. Now, why is this so important? In my opinion, it's so important because nothing will change. It will continue to be a cyclical cycle of destruction. Now, you may think, and I laugh, when I ask people, what would mean that we have, what is freedom? And in my opinion, I laugh because I have my own opinion about what freedom is. I ask, what is freedom? And then some people will say, you know, where you have, you know, economic standing and everything else. And I get it. And I say, okay, well, what's economic standing? And they say, well, it's, you know, where you have dollars and you can buy this and you can, and everything that they actually put their overall energy to towards freedom is actually what's enslaving them. And this is what Donald Trump said about cutting regulations by 75%. See, this is the thing. Either way it goes, if they cut regulations or if they don't cut regulations, it's the same thing as the politician standpoint, the Democrat or the Republican. Cutting regulations, you lose. Having regulations, you lose. Either way, when you participate in their system, you lose is the common denominator. And they continue to say, well, we're going to need to do this. We need to change these. We need a new direction. No, it's not a new direction that we need, ladies and gentlemen. The direction that they've been on is the same one that they've been on for so long. The people need a new path. And that path can't be paved by the infrastructure that the system has created. If they will put you on the straight highway, carpool, toll roads, freeways, highways, byways, to your destruction, because they created it for that. System has created it for that. And the upholding of that means that you will never be inclusive. So, this regulation and this talk about they want to deregulate, cut regulations by setting so that they can be more productive, okay? So that the companies can be more productive and they will have more trade and everything else. Well, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We need to look at things differently. I would ask you, what does America produce? And if the only way that there's different forms of business, okay? There's a business of sustainability, or I would say a true business, in a service of business. That's it. You either have a true business or a service of business. And in a true business, you have to produce something. You have to make something. And the more intrinsic value that you make, the more relevant that and stronger that business can be. Or you have to service something that's made. Outside of that, you're either in the production or the service business. And the service business is subordinate to the production business. Because service businesses are only viable and only sustainable when production has been profitable. So, where am I going with this? It's very, very important that we get this. There's this massive move, there's this move in this direction economically, and the path of destruction is already laid out. Here are some of the things I want you to highlight for you what was said. We're trying to get down to anywhere from 15 to 20% and is now 35%, but more like 38%. We want to bring manufacturing back. It's what the people want. This is what Donald Trump said. What we want is fair trade. That does not mean we don't trade, because we do. If you go to another country and cut thousands of jobs, we are going to impose a very major border tax on the production that comes in. Now, let me break this down for you, what this really means. What does the United States produce? What's the primary source of production or item of production? Or what's the thing, the most influential thing that the United States produces, ladies and gentlemen? I want you to think about it. Think about it for a minute.
Dave.
Yes.
Peace, brother. Sharif Ali. How you doing?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hey, what's up, Sharif? Hold on 1 second. One sec.
All right.
I'm going to go to you 1 sec. Got to make this point. Go right to you, Sharif. I'm glad you jumped in. What's the thing that the United States produces? It's not cars. It's not food. If food is one, but it's not that. Not pottery. It's not... It's not nuclear, it's not technology like you think. The number one thing that the United States produces, ladies and gentlemen, which a lot of people don't know, is that it produces debt.
Thank you.
All right. It produces debt. It produces debt that it makes the rest of the world subordinate to. It produces debt that it makes the rest of the world pay for the quality of life and standard of living, for the perception that people would have here to live. But in actuality, it produces debt so that the corporations can enslave people globally with the facade that they're getting ahead, and that the United States is one of the examples of getting ahead. That is the greatest productive, and that's what the United States produces. Now, the United States, because of that, everyone here is in a consumer-based economy. Why are they in a consumer-based economy? They're in a consumer-based economy is because the debt has been pushed off on other people in the world so that you can consume. And you would have a higher standard of living that you don't deserve because you didn't work for that. They don't tell you this. Here's how it works. Your U.S. dollar is stronger, and it has the position that it has. I don't care what they say that the euro and the pound are stronger. No, that's a facade. Because the euro and the pound is not being legitimized by oil and is not the reserve currency of the world and the petrodollar of the world. The U.S. dollar is. And because of that, ladies and gentlemen, people throughout the world have to work their butt off, and resources are stolen from them with the perception that you get the benefit of it. But who actually gets the benefit of it is actually the overall corporations that control the movement of assets. And when they can control the movement of assets, and particularly oil and all other assets, by oil they can control the nations to never get out of line. So all of a sudden decide that they have a moral compass that they want to live by. And by controlling the assets, they control your... It rhymes with, well, it goes with assets. Control you. Just don't leave out the sets. So now, this is very critical. Now, I'm going to touch on this in the second hour again. There's some things we need to look at, but my man Sharif is here. Let me pull up. Bear with me, Sharif. I'm sorry, man. My computer's running a little slow because our internet is bad where we are. But go ahead, Sharif. I can't pull up the board. But go ahead, brother. If you you wanted to, yeah, the question, the comment that you wanted to make. Hopefully, I didn't lose Sharif. Can't see it. Sharif, you there? All right, let me see if I can see the board. Sharif, if give us a call back. I may have lost the... Hopefully I didn't get knocked off.
Nah, brother, you know I'm not a guy, man. I'm listening. I just had to make sure I didn't get it because I got things going on around me. But no,
oh,
I just
okay,
wanted to
okay.
make the point. I appreciate you pulling in. Me and man, peace. How you doing?
What's up, brother? They kicked me off, so I can't see anything. Let me log back in. But go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I love the fact that you're pointing out the reality to the people, man. You know, people think, oh, man, the highest gross domestic product is houses. Well, houses are dead. Something that someone created, and now you think that's life. You know, when people are hustling hard to get a house, that's crazy. You know, so they're feeding into the consumerism by purchasing a house. You know, and it's just like, man, you know, it is interesting, like you say. How are people going to overcome this situation? They have to start thinking for themselves. And a lot of the time, because a lot of us have been programmed because of the religions, like you say, the religions are enslaving people. You know, people don't want to hear that. I don't know why. I'm cool with it. My mom sent me to church, and she didn't even go. I'm sorry. I got to stop. You know, it doesn't work that way. You're dealing with a lot of younger people in the society, especially of our culture, that are waking up. They have been waking up for many years now, and they're not going to continue tolerating lack of demonstration. Jesus walked on water. Well, I need to, too, because we're going through tough times. And I'm not going to believe in some idol or worship some idol that doesn't help me walk on water. Because right now, our people are going through some serious challenges in the world, not in just the United States. So when we talk about these challenges, I don't really have time for a belief system. I have a time for a knowing system. What I know is if I don't breathe air, I'm going to die. Now, the beliefs, they can come later. But right now, the knowing is what's going to get us out of these situations. And we need to know that unity is how we're going to win. I don't get how we don't get that, but I do get it. We've been programmed. See, a lot of people don't know about the mind, David. They don't think about psychological warfare. They're thinking about, oh, you're in physical slavery. No, there's a thing called mental slavery. And so, you know, I just wanted to add to the point. I was really happy that you asked what's the number one product in the States. These guys are selling debt. And you guys think that the country's going to stay afloat? You can barely live off debt. How do you think the country's going to live off debt? And like you say, these companies are dumping the assets of the United States right now. They're dumping the debt. So if you guys can't wake up and see the what's going on, you're going to be just like the people in line down in Mexico for the gas. You're going to be same like the people in Venezuela. But see, you know what it is? United States citizens have been programmed to think that they're too big to fail, that they're a part of the coup, they're a part of the whole power structure, and then when it goes bad, that's when they want to riot. But they think they're a part of it. Oh, this is my president. Ain't no president in my house but me. So, you know, these guys, man, it's a different story. But we gonna find out. They gonna find out, you know, the hard way. They gonna find out the hard way for sure, you know. And hopefully it's not too hard, you know. Hopefully it's something that people are preparing for, because that's what's really going on right now. They need to be prepared. So peace, David. Thank you,
man. You're so true, Sharice. And you know, I want to say this is that it's really, really time that we take the gloves off. The history has proven that hope paralyzes us. Hope is like a Thanksgiving bone that's broken, a wishbone. And it's that wishbone that always breaks and no promises ever kept, because they're able to facilitate and maintain that direction, because it wasn't the breaking of the wishbone that matters. It was when they broke our backbone. And our backbone has been compromised and broken, and we choose not to fix it. Now, what do I mean by that? If you are an individual and you see this system for what it really is, there isn't anything that you buy from it that you know is sincere, because it's all built in lies. And I'm going to say there is no hope. We either come with solutions, or the path of destruction of the past will continue to happen. Why? Because it works that way. And it will continue to work that way. Because hope has no energy. It's a fairy tale. Because that fairy tale of hope means that you do nothing about what you really can affect. You're hoping it will. When you're busy doing things, you don't rely on hope. You rely on analysis of the situation and the conditions based off of your abilities, talents, and resources for you to respond to it. Hope is very easy. Causes you to sit back and be victimized. There was never any need for hope. If you ever hoped, particularly if you are one that has a relationship with the great creator, that overall hope that they put you, that they said, and it seems so elegant, it seems so, yes, it made me feel good. But that hope is your destruction, because it ignores what the great creator has given you as a gift. And that energy, whatever, I firmly believe that the great creator is not wasteful. Whatever you don't use, you lose. And look at our overall talents that have been lost. We used to be able to live off the land. Can we do that anymore? That talent was squandered. We used to be able to do this and do that. Those talents have been squandered. They are no more. And until we get away from hoping and invest our overall energy instead of divesting ourselves, because hope is a divestment, not an investment. It is a surrenderance. It is not a commitment to prevail. Hopeless, hopeless. So, listen, everyone, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Even if you have a different opinion, I will respect you, because the great creator, out of love, the same talents that were given to you were given to us all.
Hey, Dave, when we come back from the break, I know you are not on the board, but you do have a caller from 423. We'll come to you after the break.
Thanks, Scotty. I'm trying to get back on now. Thanks, Scotty.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we are talking about some of the things that what you should be preparing for and how some things are going to unfold, and we're going to jump into that in this hour. You know, the internet is not my system, so I don't expect it to work for me. So it's not working for me right now, which is cool, which is perfectly cool. We'll continue on. So I can't see the board. So we have Scotty says we have a caller in queue. Caller, if you can unmute yourself and just, and I think it was 423 was the area code. I'm not familiar with where that area code is from. So the caller from 423, if you would just unmute yourself, state your name, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Scotty. This is Jerry calling from Chattanooga.
Jerry, I thought that was you. I wasn't quite sure. What's going on, Jerry? Go ahead, brother.
I'm doing great, man. I've been seeing a few things, and Scotty said something a while back about all of us in our community just sitting back and watching this play out. And some of that came into head because I didn't know all of those companies that you named was part of the Nazi regime. But I knew that they was very, very old companies. I knew that part. And it was for you to say that today and earlier today, because I be listening to CNN, I didn't get a chance to look at their ceremony. And I know it's a lot of people who didn't want to tune in because they didn't want to support or whatnot. But I take it from a different angle. I want to see. For one, I want to see who going to be there who we probably have some type of faith in so I can know to keep an eye on that particular person. And, you know, you can't see that if you don't check out the event. And for another thing, you know, just to see the different body language that goes on with these people. But that's for another conversation. My question
Jerry, that is so true. One of the things with intelligence, even if they're going to be lying and everything else, you want to be able to pick up your own body language, pick up and not where it affects you. But listen, if the devil is going to talk about your destruction, and I'm not talking about any individual, talking about a spirit, then it behooves you to listen. To gain everything that you can gain from it. One of the things that I love that my mom told me growing up, she said, be careful what you say because then everyone will know what you're thinking. Sometimes we need to hear. I don't always agree with people, but if they're going to speak and say something, I'm going to let them. And then I don't have to respond. I'm just going to say, okay, cool. Thank you. And because I trust that we can actually resonate what's in our best interest from that. And so that's very important. But go ahead, Jerry. I didn't mean to cut you down. I just wanted to say that was a great point. And I think that's very valuable for what we should be doing. We have to learn the different languages, and reading body language is one. We got another caller in the land. I'm going to go to you in 1 second after we go to Jerry.
I got a question for Jerry. I got a question for Jerry. Jerry, greetings to you. On to your question, what did you think about the body language of President Obama in relation to that whole event?
Well, what I noticed, because I didn't get to see all of it, Scotty, because I was at work, and I plan on watching the rest of it via YouTube. But for the little bit that I did see, I seen that he was very cooperative for one thing, especially with all of this low down stuff that was being said about him for the last 8 years, and even ramped up in these last couple months. But it seemed as if he was trying to make sure he was going in the right direction. And for whatever reason, I know that Obama wasn't here for us, and I know a lot of people think he was, but he never showed that. But he was giving him too much, I don't want to say emphasis, but instruction. You know, anytime he would misstep, he was making sure that he was placing him in the right place. And all of that disturbed me. And I didn't get to see all of it, like I said, but his body language was too friendly.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Because I noticed the same thing, laughing, joking, too much touching. And I'm like, oh, I thought this guy was the next Hitler. I thought he was supposed to be so bad. You awful comfortable. But my mom said to me, though, that she noticed the body language of Michelle, that Michelle didn't seem too comfortable or whatnot. But I did pick up on Obama the same things that you said. Just too friendly for the so-called next Hitler coming into power, all these things you said. You know, why are you so comfortable?
You know what, though, Scotty? You just brought the I was just finna say that, though. It's because Dave brought up the Nazi regime with all of these companies. Well, today they had the first official press release I can't remember what his name is, but where a guy came out and he answered questions, because he done a horrible job Saturday, right? And one of the things that the reporters, I believe that they, like you, and I mentioned what you had said, because this came into play with this being a white civil war. Now, they asked him a lot of dummy questions, and then they would come out with some of these hard questions. I picked up on that, too. And one of the harder questions that they asked was, why does President Trump keep on talking about learning about how Hitler came into power? And that right there, that struck me, because this ain't something that you be talking about when you talking about controlling a nation or a corporation as we know it is. But this is one of the things that he's been talking to the press about how Hitler came into power. And I think it was very fitting that Dave pointed out that these companies that he's been meeting with was a part of that Nazi regime, and I was wanting to know what y'all thoughts on that was.
Well, you know what, I want to say this, because you and Scotty had talked about the body language of Obama, and then Michelle came up. I'm going to say that, in my opinion, Michelle and Obama were playing the roles that they were supposed to play. And I say that because of this. If they would not have been in that position, if they were, Scotty will never be in that position. Jerry, you'll never be in that position. I'll never be in that position. They were in that position for a reason. But don't let the devil's Sunday's best fool you. Because one thing about Michelle, I'm going to just say this, they play their role. They play their roles, and their role is to maintain the overall subjugation of and enslavement of the people. Though she gave the outward appearance that she didn't like the Trumps and everything else, that whole thing is a part of the paradigm to keep the masses confused and out of what's going on. Yeah, she may have did that, but then she was on board for the super predator. As Scotty put it, the super predator. The one in the two differences that you see are actually the same. When the Democrats win, the Republicans lose. When the Republicans win, the Democrats lose. But when they both win and they both lose, you always lose. And this is the ceremonial thing. That's why those mics were there so you can hear what was said. Let me ask you something. When the cameras is rolling, the actors will act. What goes on behind closed doors? Do they have governmental secrets? Why don't they let you know the secrets? Why don't they let you know the behind the scenes and what's really going on? Because then you would make a decision that's in your best interest, and you would see how they are in collaboration with everything. It's all a facade. And if this was a late night show, I would use a different descriptive words to do this. Let me tell you something, and then we got a couple of callers. We got Georgia and then Brother Davis. One of the things about evil, it cares not about race. It cares not about economic standing. It cares not about nationality. The thing about evil is that it is not something that is codified by what was by race. It's legitimized by will. It's legitimized by will. And there's a lot of people that's willing evil. And that's why we have what we have. So let me go. We got another Jerry, did you have something else? We got two more callers.
No, Dave, I'm gonna just sit back and listen from here on.
Man, well, and this is what we gotta do. We gotta now we always ask questions. Great call, Jerry, as always, and that's so true. Read the body language. You want to know what they're saying, because one thing, in my opinion, is they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Just learn the language. You'll be straight. So, well said, Jerry. We got another caller out of Atlanta, 404. Caller 404, area code. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, how you doing? This is Will, the VP. How you doing, man, out of Atlanta?
What's up, VP?
How you doing, man?
Brother? I'm good.
Hey,
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Just a couple questions, man. True,
yes,
and I propose this question for you, Scotty, Brother Davis. I know he's on the line as well. Any one of you guys that can kind of answer this, if you guys can. But how do you truly prepare for some of the things that are to come, especially like what would you recommend for those who are like part of the working poor, those who don't necessarily have it, you know, to basically go out mm-hmm. and just purchase land and go out and get all the assets and things of that nature? I know there's a saying that when white America has, you know, a cold, you know, black America has pneumonia, you know what I'm saying? So my question would be for those, especially for those who are conscious, who are part of the working poor, you know what I'm saying, who those who don't really make a lot and things of that nature are struggling, you know, even from day to day. How do you fully prepare for what's to come during times of the war and some of the things that we talk about here on Black Talk Radio? And my second question is, should we be looking at things like dual citizenship, things of that nature,
man,
like getting out of here when the time comes, because trying to stay here and hoard on and trying to stay here and when things get bad, you know, like, I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want to be here if we ended up like Venezuela, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to get my family and get up out of here. I don't want to be here during those times, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to go somewhere and know that I don't have to necessarily deal with that or try have to endure those times, because it could be worse than what's going on down there in Venezuela. So those would be my two questions. And like I said, I'd like for you, Scotty, you know, Brother Davis, and one of you guys who may want to speak on that. What are you guys' opinion on that, on those two things?
Well, man, let me tell you, two great questions. And let me tell you, your question, your first and your second question is so important, because I know there's a lot of people. I purposely didn't address those things too in detail, because There was no question. This is why I always say a question is more important than an answer. You know, and I'm not saying that everything that I have is the right answers, but from preparing, from the standpoint of preparing, you start where you are, regardless of where you are. If you can, preparing is more of a spiritual mindset and a spiritual direction before it even meets the pavement of physical, the pavement of physical. You prepare spiritually first. And when you prepare spiritually first, you understand that there's nothing that can be done to you that can harm you, really. Because you realize how eternal and how essential you really are. Then that lays into your spiritual discernment, to where now you strengthen your spiritual discernment of everything that goes on around you. Even if you have nothing, you have your spiritual discernment to direct you in the right direction that best benefits you, your family. So it's a multi-layered thing. Then you get to the last part of preparing. It's physical preparedness. That's where you get some of the essential intrinsical assets, because you are the most intrinsical asset in life. So this is where, once you prepare yourself spiritually, then you can develop your discernment. Then you can now work on getting what it is that you physically need. Your physical needs are temporary. They're temporary. You will only temporarily need water to survive. You will only temporarily need air to breathe and to survive. You will only temporarily need food in order to gain energy to survive, because that's all in the physical realm. So it has a proper process. Sometimes we put the physical above the spiritual, and we never get prepared at all, because physically that can be manipulated away from you. So I would say, for those of us are economically where you don't have a lot of cash, like, what you do is you do what you can. You first become a prodigious saver. How do you save? They pay you a currency that is depreciating. Immediately transfer that into something that is not depreciating, or is not depreciating as fast as what your cash is. You can just, by you just buying some food, some water, that's better than not having anything at where you are. Even if you only have $1 left, cash dollar left over monthly, what are you going to do with that cash dollar determines if you are now wasting your energy and your talent in something that's futile. So this is and then Scotty says, you talked about the dangers of being an American when the stuff hits the fan, and you are in another past post. Yeah, I'm gonna hit that as well. So that's what I would say, VP. No matter how much you have, or so-called how much dollars you have, the key is to become a saver, and then look at that. If you can just buy one or two things that are essential, physically you're taking care of that. But what you're really taking care of, first and foremost, is that you're already prepared, brother. You and your family is already prepared, because you realize that there's a facade and a perception, and there is a real threat. There's a danger, but you don't have to have fear of that danger. You realize that they may plan on doing some things, but those things, just because they do them, how you respond to them is going to be more important. And if your response won't be out of fear, you're going to see, when you're prepared spiritually, you'll be able to see at the appropriate time the avenues and the opportunities that are right there. So I would always say that, and I'm going to start doing more shows just specifically on preparing, because your question has probably been the best question that we have. How do you start to prepare? You do physical, you do spiritual, then you move into physical. You spiritually, you mentally, then you physically prepare in that order. Your spiritual, well, that's in my opinion. Your spiritual, your mental, then your physical. Your physical is the last thing you work on because it's the one that has the least amount of influence over your eternal life. You spend most of your energy on your spiritual, then your mental. Right? Most of your energy should be spent spiritually. Then your mental will have to give in to your spiritual. Then your mental and your physical will have to give in to your spiritual, and you will do well. If all you have is one cash dollar every month, don't use that for something that is going to be wasted and squandered away. Exchange that for something that will bring you some intrinsical value. If you can just get some rice. If you can just work on getting, you know, some Band-Aids after you got some rice, and then these things. And then, but the most important thing is that when things go awry, because you know that you needed to be prepared, you'll be seeing what is there and available for you at the opportune time while everybody else is freaking out. So that's where you start there. The second question you asked about citizenship, should you get dual citizenship? Well, there is no citizenship that has ever done well for any living entity. Citizenship is nothing more than obeying the letter of the law. There is no citizenship when this whole world is yours. If you ever been on a plane, you notice that the great creator never put any borders or put any designating lines that say this is one country or another country. No matter where you are, the borders aren't what we need to contend with. It's the system that is to our detriment. So it doesn't really matter wherever you are. You are indigenous to this whole planet. You are indigenous to this whole universe. So I say, since you are and you're self-determining, create, you're self-determining and sovereign, create your own heaven right where you stand. Right where you stand. There is no need for you to flee. There is no need for you to, because there is no really fleeing when you're still running into the system. In my opinion, it's the citizenship that has gotten us where we are.
Dave.
We've given away our true self-determination in sovereignty. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
On a past program, you talked about, like, if the dollar collapses and you caught outside the United States. So that's something to consider. If your resources is dollars, meaning you got dollars in a bank account somewhere, and you somewhere else in the world, like in Africa or South America, well, if the dollar collapses, it don't matter, no matter where you are. You ain't going to have no resources. If that's, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I wanted you to remind us of, because I remember you talked about that. If the dollar collapses and you caught in, let's say, Ghana, and you're like, we got a lot of retirees who live in Ghana right now or relocating to Ghana, but they're relying on what? Their pension checks from who? From America, right? Or the companies. Well, if the dollar collapses or these pensions get raided, which you've talked about before, and stolen, then hey, I'd rather be in a familiar landscape than in a foreign land if that happens.
And that foreign land is going to be a part of the system, and they're going to deal with you systematically. You could be, I don't care, look, there's been a bunch of people that went to Costa Rica and went to all of these other places to retire. When this dollar collapse, and they don't, and the dollar, and then it adversely affects their economy, that government, and they're going to blame all of the Americans, and they're going to look at you quite differently. And they're going to look at you that the the system. You know how we do it. You know how we do it. It's all been propagandized, and we've all been programmed. We have our team and their team, the Atlanta Falcons. When people talk about the Atlanta Falcons, they say, we going to the Super Bowl. They talk about the New England Patriots. We going to the Super Bowl. Really? But see, that has been indoctrinated everywhere. Then countries say for their national teams, their national soccer teams, we go in the World Cup. We won. Really? So when you're in these other countries and the U.S. dollar collapses and it adversely affects them, they're going to say, we adversely affected by you. And that's where the whole team paradigm plays a different, is on a different scale. That's when you're like, wait a minute, no. See, this is, and there's no attack on anyone. One of the things about being a fan means that you're a fanatic. And that fanaticism has also been waged in citizenship. Why are we calling something, why are we holding on to something that's not true, that's not in our best interest? That is a lie that upholds a system of subjugation, enslavement, squandering, and stealing by way of developing a culture of violence. Have you listened to how people talk and how they resonate? Everything is a violent resonance. Because they've been divided by us and them. And the same system is sitting back profiting handsomely from it. And they're not even profiting the way that we think profit is derived from. We think profit is derived from what they create, when profit is really devised from the harvesting and stealing of energy. That way they always on top, you always on the bottom. That way they always have means because they always have your way. Very, very critical that we understand. We are to resonate differently. When we ask questions, the answer is already within us. Develop it, cultivate it, bring it out, and you'll see it. And this is what Tando Radio Show is really, really all about. It's seeing, and so that you will see who you truly are. There is no mistake that your physical existence is of this moment. As equally, there is no mistake that your spiritual existence is eternal. Be careful what you learn in the temporal physical realm, because it may affect your eternal perception. It may actually tempt you to willing something that's not in our spiritual best interest or your spiritual best interest. So, man, great, great questions. And so I would say, brother, this whole world is yours. It don't matter. Even if you decide that you want to go to Brazil, you want to go here, you want to go there, you are just traveling the byways of this living planet known as Earth or Tara. And your communion should be in a relationship with the true eternalness of it all. Be careful of the borders. The whole world, you're in a relationship with this whole world, this whole universe. You dictate the overall development of that. So we got another caller in queue. Thanks, Scotty. Brother Davis, go ahead. Brother Davis, when you get a chance.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Hey, man, this is an excellent show. To the brother there, that's an excellent question. But Dave's right. You have to prepare your mind before you get into any level of preparing what you have from your resources, because your mind is going to be your greatest tool. Okay, I wanted to get something, and I'll never touch this publicly again. Let me make that very clear. That whole inauguration was a celebration of Luciferianism. If you listen from the prayer to all of the people that were involved, So let me give you a quick synopsis so you can catch up on this. Remember, Trump's daughter just married a very staunch Jewish person. And he's connected with the Rothschilds family, second or third, maybe fourth generation. But Hitler got his money to finance his whole revolution out of Austria. And for those of you who don't know, the Rothschilds are Jews. Look it up. But they wanted to have a safe place in order to put the Jewish people, so that the Jewish people will always be taken care of according to biblical scripture. These are not Jews of the Torah. These are Zionist Jews. So in order for this to happen, they financed Hitler taking over Germany. Then they undercut Hitler, but they don't kill him. You notice all the German scientists came to the United States, and Hitler's his body was never found. But it said that he was in South America. Now, let's follow this down the line. So now, this money now makes a leverage between countries to order to open up Palestine. Why Palestine? Because Palestine had no organized army. When they went to Palestine, they fixed a place for Jews. The Tauran Jews still to this day say that was an act of treason against the Torah. But the Zionist Jews look at it as a place of protection. But the companies, the corporations, and the countries of the world wanted to have a satellite in that part of the world because they couldn't reach it. And that's the purpose that Israel plays. Why do you think America gives them so much? They don't give nothing to us. They don't export nothing to us. They're playing a role out of the Bible. Remember, the Bible speaks about Abraham's seed. Well, they're leveraging that into you thinking that these are the Jews of the Bible. No, these are Zionist Jews. These Jews are connected to all sorts of the world. If you notice, all of the media empires are owned by Jews. All of the major corporations are owned by Jews. If you remember 9/11, a Jewish person named Silverman literally leased the World Trade Center, and then he put $48 billion insurance policy on it, and then turned around and said the insurance policy would pay double if it was destroyed through a terrorist attack. Well, naturally, I thought that was going to be an unbelievable thing. So the fix was in. We have to stop looking at this from a small paradigm. This is about principalities that are literally moving inside the ideologies of what we see working in other countries. Now, if you look at it, on that inauguration, there was a prayer that held up the Zionists and the Zionist Jews in Israel. Understand, they have to do this because they're trying to track this according to the Bible so that you will believe that the Bible is true. But those who are avid students know everything in the Bible was taken out of Egypt and just rephrased to be something or to be appear to be something it's not. For those of you who don't know, every year they have a celebration in which many children during the week of this celebration are literally abducted, killed, and abused. Why? Because they are celebrating the obelisk. What is the obelisk? But a penis. And the reason why they do that is to show the destruction of humanity the way it was originally designed. That literally was telling people that there was a seed of evil that was coming into power. This last inauguration, go back and listen to the rabbi's prayer during the inauguration and look at how the body language is. There's 15 bloodlines that were represented, and those of you who understand what the 15 bloodlines, they were all represented at this inauguration. You see, what they're trying to tell you is that they're in control. But in reality, they're only in control on a material level, the physical world. They have the limitations of time and space. But we are really the children of unlimited progression, meaning that in that dream world you go to every night and you really think in your dream that it's real, and I've been telling you this, trying to prepare you to understand that that is the world that we were to develop in spiritually and act out in this physical world, preparing ourselves for the spiritual life that comes after transition. But since Westernism has done such a job on dumbing down all humans, Even the black people now in countries like Africa raise this white god up as their deity. In reality, it is nothing to do with the true concepts of life's evolution here on Earth. This is a seed that is about to explode. That's why it's so important that your mindset be right. That's why it was so important that I was planting seeds about my aunt, about how you can stage your thought process so that you are not so contaminated by what you see. How many women did you look at, and as you look at them, that second glance takes your mind into another area because you are losing control and you're allowing the lust and the selfishness of this world to take over your thought process, and when your thought process goes, your energy goes. I will not approach this subject at any other time again, because guess what? Anybody who's in the know, especially white people, are looking for people who have this type of knowledge, because now you can do what I did. You can do your due diligence, and it will be exposed to you. But remember one thing about truth. It is a joy and a burden. Listen, I'm going to get back in that back room and listen, brothers. Y'all be blessed.
Brother Davis. Thank you. Brother Davis, much love, much respect. So I hope that we are, and I know we are, there's a reason why we listen to Black Talk Radio Network. It's the reason why we listen to all the programs in Tando. Because there's the sincerity of you is the focus. And as Brother Davis said, there requires some work that you need to start to do for yourself. And once you do like he has done, and once you do like you will do, you will encourage and want people to do the exact same thing, but you won't do it for them. Because it's not about you controlling them. You're so uniquely divine that all paths and progressions have to be started by you. Have you ever noticed they talk about the great creator, and they'll talk about the heaven and the earth? Have you ever noticed that it's you that they're talking about? You can create your own heaven in the earth realm, in which, meaning not the earth itself, the living entity, the earth, no, but you're how you respond to that living. Your relationship with the earth is like a relationship with any other person. But we've been so diluted in our talents. Our talents have been so diluted to where we only use a very, very small portion of our talents. And the talents that we use now are ones that are more physical and self-serving and self-centered than anything else. The heaven, the environment of the heaven and the earth is all about you. And Brother Davis dropped a lot of different clues that you should take an interest in and decide if you are going to question. And I would say that journey starts. Let me say one thing about meditation, yoga, and all of the arts. You're already a master at all of the arts. But most of us want to be the celebrity master or the entertainment masters of what we've seen through the performances of the art by way of TV or movies or whatever, this and that. And we want to have things done right away because we don't recognize and we don't cherish our eternal spirit. You already are already a master of all of the sciences. You just have to develop them within the eternal sphere. And most of us always want it right now. Right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now. And every time we talk about right now, we're talking about time. And time is something that was created by man to control you. And we continue to preach our overall control when we create the hell that we live in. So very, very, very true. Brother Davis, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend. So now, before one of the things that I want to say before we get out of here is that some of the things that I think that we're going to see, we are going to see more physical representation of destruction, so that we and the people of the world will respond physically to what they're feeling instead of what they're creating. So I anticipate all forms of destructive paths and tools and a sorcery of the past to make a presence and an announcement, and how we respond to it is going to be critical. Going to be critical. Well, listen, we got my man, one more caller. We got my man Jambone is there. Jambone, go ahead, man. What's your question and comment?
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know if anyone checked out all those regulations, what they're talking about, but when they're talking about the regulations, they're talking about everything from safety, labor laws, in conjunction with trade. It goes on and on. But, you know, a person...
banking, retirement, yes.
Yes, yes. And it really gets deep. And the reason why I say, you know, like about the labor laws, because now if they cut back at least 75%, you know, you think about what these companies be able to do, you know, talking about working people almost like to death, during World War II. You know, during World War II, you know, during all the manufacturing, and these people was worked death by, you know, a lot of these corporations and so forth. There were no labor laws and so forth. So, you know, and they're talking about bringing all these manufacturers back. They're almost like talking about setting up sweatshops back here in the United States again.
Well, and that's why, Brother Jambone, that's why a year or so ago, I said, watch, you're going to see a bunch of jobs. They're going to transfer all of those jobs back to the United States, but they're making you think that they're going to pay you what American, they're accustomed to what they're being paid in America. Oh, no. No, that's not the case. Jambone's absolutely right. There's going to be sweat. All these, they're investing billions and billions. Yeah, they're investing billions and billions to have sweatshops here, because the U.S. is going to lose, is going to be in receivership. But go ahead, Jambone, because I'm going to end on that, because it's so important that we understand what's going on. You're absolutely right, in my opinion. But go ahead, brother.
Then my last thing is, too, that, you know, whenever they're talking about, like, companies are leaving the United States, some of these companies, you know, you got to, you know, kind of sift through them. But some of these companies, like, build or make a lot of military, you know, equipment and supplies and so forth. And what they're trying to do is prevent them to leave, because if they ever leave, then they have to find another manufacturer to make the same, you know, source of quality. If we ever go into
Brother Jambone,
major war, think about it. What's that, bro?
Brother Jambone, we just talked about this on New Abolitionist Radio. The biggest contractor with the United States military are prisons. Prison labor provides, they even work on bombs, missiles, clothing, everything you could think of. They're using modern day slaves in the U.S. prisons, the military is.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is there are some, like, private companies, and there was one, I forgot what, there was some company that builds some kind of stuff for the Air Force. But long story short, I don't know if they fought hard to keep them in the United States, but they have patents and anything and everything. But, you know, the whole idea, I mean, I'm not, you know, taking away from what you're saying from the prisons and what they're making and everything, but there's certain things that, you know, the prisons and some other businesses don't have. And if they take them out of the United States, well, it can be, like, short on supply, you know, or they had to figure out a way to make this stuff. Because you remember back in, like, in World War II and World War I, everything that our military needed was made right here in the United States, and we had the patents and everything. But it's some of these corporations that say, well, I'm going to jump ship and go to another country. Well, if it's something like specific, like the stealth, or something like a special chemical or something like that, well, we won't have it. You know, they have all the rights for it.
And you know what, man, Jambone made some great, great points. You and Scotty, absolutely right. Let me surmise it this way, this is just me and what I'm seeing. It goes right into what Scotty is saying with what Jambo said. They made so much profit off of the prison industrial complex that is going to be the model that they are going to use and expand. And how do you expand that? How do you get more people where they can become considered and eligible to be in default of their overall 13th Amendment and everything else? How do you get that? Is that you have to create the letter of the law that people will violate even more. This is why you have the expansion of NDAA, the Patriot Act, and all these other things, because they're going to expand the overall prison industrial complex of enslavement. Here's the key. One of the keys that we really need to, and Jambone touched on a part of it, absolutely right. Here's the key. When those companies, corporations left the United States, it's cyclical. So one of the things that we have to stop doing is that we got to stop looking at things from a perception of things that are not true. Let's base things in the truth. And the more we do that, the more we will be able to resonate in a way, in a more truthful way. One of the things with the corporations is that they left the United States, and this is why they said they left the United States. It was a setup from the very beginning, because they were able to produce the products that we were producing cheaper elsewhere. What does that mean? That means that they could go to another country and not pay the people for what they were producing, and they would pay them in diminishing currency that didn't mean much, and they had the strength of the U.S. dollar as the facade that go along with it. But it was still, if it was the U.S. dollar or any other dollars, it's all slaves, it's all a slave state, because that's what they paid. The wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, the wage of a slave is debt. They only pay debt. So now, they left the United States, opened up in other countries, established profit margins, because all of these companies work off of margins. If their margins are destroyed, their overall company is destroyed. What does that mean? If you've been living off of $100,000, $300,000, $400,000, and you've established a custom lifestyle to that, and you've established your overall debt ratio off of that, if all of a sudden you only start to make $50,000, your butt is broke. So what makes you think that these corporations that left the United States and established a lifestyle and a margin of debt ratioing outside of the United States, why do you think they're coming back? Because they can't make that same margin in those countries anymore.
That's right.
So what are they going to do? They're going to come back here where they can make those margins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about theft, the stealing of energy. So here's the thing. When you depend on the system, when you need the system to cooperate in your overall existence, they always say never bite the hand that feeds you, because it may slap you. And this is the slap. They're coming back here because when they were paying people 1 peso or half a peso or whatever they were paying, that's going to be too much. That's too much now. We can pay the American people, or the people that happen to live in this region of the world, and we call them Americans, but they don't really know who they really are, but we just call them this. We set titles to them. Personship. A person is never a living entity. It's a title. And they titled you something. And then in this titlement, they can pay you even less slave wage so that they can maintain their overall profit margins and control. They can maintain the energy that they're stealing from people. and they're going to bring them back here. And this is the make it all great again. Bring all the jobs back here. Now, one thing about that, the U.S. doesn't produce anything. Look at your house. They don't produce anything, but the U.S. will be producing everything, but you will see no wealth from it. They will steal your labor to do it because that's how they built this whole facade of inclusion.
Hey, Brother Ren,
in order to do that.
Go ahead.
We got two more questions, Brother Jim.
My question is, on this, how will they be able to issue a martial law or enforce a martial law with the regulations to enforce to make people work for free, like in Venezuela?
Oh, easy. Oh, very, very easy. Very easy. I'm going to pick back up on a 96-hour margin call. We are so close to the 96-hour margin call. It's here. The 96-hour margin call. I'm just using that as an example. I don't know, Jambone, you didn't sit in on the meetings and I didn't sit on a meeting, but I know what direction and what their objectives are, but how they're going to actually methodize it, I don't know. But the 96-hour margin call is what it's going to be. Can you see, Jambone, and I know you can you see the overall... You wouldn't be surprised if there was a military confrontation between the U.S. and Russia. I mean, the U.S. and China, would you?
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Wouldn't be surprised if there was a military confrontation between the U.S. and Russia, would you?
Not at all.
You wouldn't be surprised because they've been telling you this for so long that there's something called a dirty bomb, which is nothing more than a poor man's nuclear device. You wouldn't be surprised if a dirty bomb went off somewhere, right?
I wouldn't be surprised at all. They try to fit in on Russia and China.
Those are all of the... You wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden the rest of the world decides to dump their overall U.S. treasuries because the U.S., they can't afford to buy things because they denominated their economy based in dollars and they can't buy things, but now they made a better deal, and in those deals there's a bilateral trade where they don't use the U.S. dollar, so it'd be better for that person to say, you know what, I'm going to cut the dollar out and just trade with you. I don't need these dollars. And then there's hyperinflation. And then just imagine when everything doesn't go the way the celebrity figurehead people want it to go. Then they're going to act red-faced and be upset and be authoritative, and they're going to be demanding. And guess what? They got the whole country back behind them because the whole country has been believing a lie, a Democratic and a Republican lie. Here comes your martial law. So, man, we're going to definitely pick this back up. I just want to say, Jambone, I didn't do the song because I didn't do the song because you just deserve just being Jambone. I appreciate you so much, brother. Brother David, much love, much respect. Yes, yes. VP, much love, much respect. And my man, definitely Jerry, much love, much respect. Scotty, much love, much respect. All of you that are listening to Tando Radio Show, thank you so much. Continue to be a part of this. We're going to get through this. The solution to everything is within ourselves. It's you. And I'm going to say this one thing. It's not a bold statement at all. Not a bold statement. It's more of the truth than anything else. The great creator has never made anything that wasn't had the same ability that was created. So you are now the great creator. Start creating. You've been listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.